Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Dr. Marty Vanier, MBATH Partnership Development, talking about MBATH. And we kind of teased before the break, talking a little bit about a lot of the oversight and how that's kind of been in the news really this year, maybe towards the end of last year is maybe when it kind of picked up as far as Homeland Security and Department of Agriculture. Right now, it's still Homeland Security is overseeing the project.
Yes. And so this came out in the president's budget request for fiscal year 19, which won't take effect until October 1st of this year.
And I don't think they've approved it yet.
No.
Either.
No. So. The budget has not been discussed. It hasn't been debated in Congress and all of that. This was just the president's request for the budget for the next fiscal year. But it proposed transferring the ownership and operations of NBAF from DHS to USDA. Now, there is precedent for that in the sense that before the Department of Homeland Security was formed, the current laboratory on Plum Island was, in fact, owned and operated by the Department of Agriculture.
So, and again, just a little more background clarification. Department of Homeland Security wasn't formed until right after 9/11.
Like 2003.
Or 2003.
Yeah, it was formed in 2003. So the island and the research function and all of that was owned and operated by USDA prior to 2003. So when the Department of Homeland Security was formed, a variety of functions, not just these functions, but a variety of functions throughout the government were moved into the Department of Homeland Security. So that's why DHS currently has the mission of constructing and owning and operating NBAF. But with the request in the president's budget now, it was delineated that DHS would still be responsible for construction and commissioning of the building, and then at that point, USDA would own it and move forward. And then DHS would still be responsible for decommissioning the current laboratory on Plum Island. So those are the details, which is probably way too deep in the weeds, but those are the details. But that brings up a really important point that I wanted to talk about today, and that is the planning activity that has to go on now that is more important than ever. Even if DHS was going to own and operate the property, we still needed to have an operational plan that dealt with things like information technology, human resources, the science plan, security, a variety of issues that we were going to need to plan for, even with USDA coming in and doing essentially the vast majority of science work in the building. Because this is in the president's budget request, we are in a position where we can't not plan for the transition, if that makes sense. We have to pay attention to the request for a transition and be prepared to execute that.
In the
event that it comes to fruition, we have to execute the transition. So we have to plan for that too, on top of everything else. So there's been a lot of work that's gone on just in the last month to bring more USDA people into the planning process, because at some point they're going to get the keys and they're going to have to drive this machine. So a lot more of those folks are now coming into the planning operation. There was a very big meeting last week between the folks planning operations for DHS and folks from USDA who are going to be responsible for planning operations. They sat down and began with a spreadsheet that had like 20 different areas. 20 different planning areas that they were talking through during the week to understand how to plan through each one of those operating areas. Through the course of that meeting, they identified, in addition to the activities that were already in each one of those 20 areas, they identified an additional 70 more activities spread across those 20 areas that require some planning. So as they talked through those additional areas, then they began to talk through what individual person in each agency needed to be part of the planning team to take care of each one of those activities. So it's a gigantic Excel spreadsheet that I don't have a big enough printer to print. So I can't even look at the whole thing to see it. I have to look at little segments at a time, which is, if you look at Excel spreadsheets, that's really annoying. But just the complexity of the planning that's going on now, and the assignments that are due in, for instance, the next 90 days between now and summer. There are assignments that are due. There are meetings that need to be held. There are documents that need to be written. They all need to go through the proper approval process at each individual agency, because we've got some DHS responsibilities that may have to transfer. We've got some USDA responsibilities that now they need to plan for rather than DHS planning for. We're talking about two different agencies in USDA that each have their own particular lane and mission assignment. So now they've got to start planning all of those things. So we're talking about a pretty heavy lift to prepare for a potential transition.
And when it comes to the perspectives from folks like you that are working with MBATH on all this, was this a welcome sort of ball thrown into the court, I guess you can say, was this something that was kind of going to happen anyway, or did this just add another wrinkle and make things harder? What's kind of the reaction to that from folks working with MBATH?
I think I would characterize it as a wrinkle. The mission of the laboratory is still the same. The mission of the building is still the same. The mission of the entities involved in the building is still the same. We are all going to complete the mission. It's just a shift of responsibilities. It's within the mission. And certainly, you know, the government has every right to realign missions. Theoretically and hypothetically, the notion had been discussed for some time.
So it wasn't necessarily a complete surprise or anything like that.
It was not a complete and total surprise.
Okay.
But it was a bit of a wrinkle that we got the directive at this particular point in time. So it's just meant that now we have to switch a little bit the process of planning and who's involved in the planning and who has responsibility for what parts of the planning. So that's the shift that's going on right now.
Brady Bowman here with Dr. Marty Vanier. She is the Director of Partnership Development for MBATH, and just kind of going along those same sort of lines with all that. I know there has been some concern about that shift. I think former Governor John Carlin of Manhattan, and on his blog, wrote a sort of lengthy article about his concern with that sort of shift away from Homeland Security, and his concern seemed to be more on the funding side of it when it comes to the funding that Homeland Security typically gets, and maybe kind of in an easier way. It's usually easier for Congress to pass funds or approve funds for Department of Homeland Security, and Department of Agriculture is maybe a little more scrutinized and picked apart a little bit easier. Do you share those concerns at all, or do people within MBATH here share any of those concerns?
Well, the concern for funding for both operations and research is always a concern, regardless of who's going to have the building. There is also a notion that we need to continue regarding this facility as a national security asset. And I think that's what it really comes down to, is that it doesn't, if it moves to the Department of Agriculture, it doesn't become just another laboratory. It is still a national security asset, regardless of who owns and operates. So that being said, as a national security asset, it's going to have to be funded and supported as such. And part of some of the issue here with our planning is for staffing levels to be figured out, and what categories of labor are going to be in the building, and what are those salaries going to be. And so we have to be able to continue to adequately support operations of the building, just walking in the door, turning on the lights, and firing up the equipment. And then we also have to adequately fund all the research activity, because it doesn't do us any good to have a $1.25 billion state-of-the-art laboratory and not have money to operate it, or not have money for anybody to come in and do research. So regardless, we still have to be concerned about funding.
Very true. Very true. Brady Bowman here with Dr. Marty Veneer, the Director of Partners Development for MBAP. Just got maybe a minute or two left before we get to Perry Wiggins in here. Anything else you wanted to talk about before we go?
Well, I'm happy to keep coming back and giving you updates. There's a lot of activity on the site. You can see an awful lot of that activity. You can see the building start to really come alive and be closed in. And we all of us collectively, DHS and USDA, are working very, very hard to continue to meet all of our gates to get the building finished, up and running, certified, and approved for research, so that we can operate the mission at the moment that we have selected to do that.
And construction's still on track, December 2020, as far as completion date, really not that far away.
Nope, it's not.
Dr. Marty Veneer, Director of Partnership Development for MBAT. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll see you next month.
Take care.
Such an easier show to do without having to think about being on the hot seat. 8:32 at KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing Heat.